come to me before you say goodbye. Hold me close before I start to cry. I will miss you more than you can ever know. So kiss me once again before you go. I long with all my heart for you to stay with me, but I know that this can never be. Only yesterday you said we'd never part, and now you leave me forsaken, alone with this ache in my heart. Though our love is an ember, my darling, remember I loved you so. Just kiss me once again before you go, before you leave me now, before you go. Though our love is an ember, my darling, remember I love you so. Just kiss me once again before you go, before you leave me now, before you go.
It's not very often that you can sneak a Matt Monro song past me that I've never heard from, of, or anything before, but that is one, and I heard it for the first time on Mark Ross's program last Wednesday evening, and I thought, isn't that wonderful? And it truly is. It's called Before You Go, Matt Monro. My thanks to Mark Ross. I think it was June who actually requested it, so thanks to June and Mark Ross for that. I've been playing it ever since. Absolutely love it. Welcome to the program. I'm so overawed with that song, I've forgotten absolutely everything. Where are we? Beagle at Night. Yeah, that'll do. All the usual things in all the usual places, of that I guarantee. And coming up now from 1939, Dorothy L'Amour.
Sandalwood and wine. Strange enchantment lies in your eyes. Saying, please, oh please, tonight be mine. When the moon has gone, with a string. there's a breeze like sandalwood and
Dorothy Moore with Lou Bring waving the stick at the orchestra from 1939, and that was called Strange Enchantment. So warm welcome to the programme. As I say, all the usual things in all the usual places. We may be doing our last Forever Iris this week. I'm not totally sure yet, but it was more DAB Dave who actually came up with a song, a list of songs that he knew Iris loved, and I think we've pretty much played them all over the last couple of weeks, so it may be the last one tonight. Although, you know, we may just like start again and go back to the beginning next week. Who knows? The world's our lobster, as they used to say. Nana Muscuri for you right now. She's got a wildwood flower.
I would twine with my mingles of raven black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, the meadow so bright with its emerald hue, and the pale wildwood flower is waiting for you. I would dance, I would sing, and my life shall begin. I will charm every heart in this crown, I will swear. I woke from my dream, and all idols was clay, and all portions of loving had all flown away. Taught me to love him and promise to love and cherish me over all others above. My poor heart is wandering, no misery can tell. He left me no warning, no words of farewell. He taught me to love him and call me his flower that was blooming to cheer him through life's weary hour. How I long to see him and regret the dark hour. He's gone and neglected his frail wildwood flower.
Jolly song there from Nana Muscuri called The Wildwood Flower here on Angel Radio. Okay, time for our first segment, which is Bingin' Singin' and Singin' with Bing this week. First up, it's Lauren Bacall and then Patti Page.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do.
You never seem to want my romancing.
The only time you hold me is when we're dancing.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
I don't know why just do. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do.
You never seem to want my romancing.
Why, the only time you hold me is when we're dancing.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Sad adieu when the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear. Wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Too. That was Patti Page and Till We Meet Again, and first we had Lauren Bacall, I Don't Know Why, and of course they were both singing with Bing Crosby. Saw Lauren Bacall at the Haymarket Theatre, must be now the mid-80s I would think, in Sweet Bird of Youth. Don't really like Tennessee Williams very much. The only reason that I actually went to see it was because I wanted to see Lawrence Bacall, and she was absolutely stunning. She was just so good. I think James Grout was in that production as well, if memory serves me correctly, but it was long and lumbering and, you know, typical Tennessee Williams. And I know it's a good story and stuff like that, but as I say, not totally my cup of tea, certainly at the time, but just to be able to say, oh, I saw Lauren Bacall on stage, it still gives me a bit of a thrill. All right, we'll have some more singing with people here around about the same time next week. Time to pop over to Holger's house now in Germany, and every week he gives me details of a song that he thinks that you and I will like. This week it comes from the Comedian Harmonists, and part of the lyrics go, Veronica, spring is here, the girls sing tra-la-la, the whole world is as bewitched, Veronica, the asparagus grows. Now, who could not love a song with a line, Veronica, the asparagus grows? Here we go with Veronica Delenge Ishta.
Veronica, Veronica, Veronica Delenge Ishta, Veronica Delenge Ishta, die Menschen singen tralala, die ganze Welt ist wie verhext, Veronica der Spargelwelt, ach du Veronica, die Welt ist grün, du blass und sing, die Wellen singen. Sogar der Großpapa sagt zu der Großmama, Veronica, der Lenz ist da. Mädchen lacht, Jüngling spricht, Fräulein wollen sie oder nicht, draußen ist Frühling. Der Poet Otto Licht hält es jetzt für seine Pflicht, er schreibt dieses Gedicht. Veronika, der Lenz ist da, die Mädchen singen tralala, die ganze Welt ist wie verhext, Veronika, der Spargel wächst. Ach du Veronika, die Welt ist grün, drum lass uns in die Wellen ziehen. Der liebe alte Großpapa sagt zu der guten Großmama, Veronika, der Lenz ist da, 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 da. Veronika, die Welt ist grün, drum lass uns in die Welt ziehen. Sogar der liebe gute alte Großpapa sagt zu der lieben guten alten Großmama, Veronika, der Lenz ist da. Veronika, der Lenz ist da, die Mädchen singen tralala, die ganze Welt ist wie verhext, Veronika, der Spargel wächst.
Thank you, and I think I even heard the word asparagus in there as well. That was the Comedian Harmonists and Veronica Delenge Ishta, this week's song from Holger's House, and we'll have another song from Holger around about the same time next week. And Holger tells me that he listens to the program live because he's an hour ahead of the UK. So he listens to the program live until he hears his bit from Holger's House, and then he goes off to sleep. So peaceful dreams, Holger. Once again, thank you very much. Time to remember our beloved Iris here on Beagle at Night right now with two of her favorite songs this week. One of them is from Malcolm Roberts. The other one is from Nat King Cole. I leave you to figure out which is which.
Surprised what love can do. So may I have the next dream with you, and may it last the whole life through. May I have the next who'd think that someday, somewhere in some way, I'd meet a dream like you. Close your eyes and put your arms around me. You'd be surprised what love can.
Brightest star I see looks down, my love, and envies me because you're mine, because you're mine, because you're mine. The breeze that hurries by becomes a melody, and why? Because you're mine. Because you're mine, I only know for as long as I may live, I'll only live for the kiss that you alone may give me. And when we kiss, that isn't thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you hear, and it's applause because you're that you alone may give me. And when we kiss, that isn't thunder, dear, it's only my poor heart you hear, and it's applause because you're.
So love songs with dramatic endings. Nat King Cole, Because You're Mine, and before that, Malcolm Roberts, May I Have the Next Dream With You, two of Iris's favourite songs in our Forever Iris segment this week. And we'll play some of the songs that we've played already from next week for a few more weeks, because you may have missed them if you've missed a programme over the last couple of weeks. In about 4 minutes' time, we're going to have Beagle's Big Three, and then we've got Tell Me a Story in about 15 minutes' time. A little bit of Posh after we've been on for an hour, and then shortly after that, it'll be Day at Night. So what should we do now? How about a little bit of Joe Stafford? Sounds good? Yeah, sounds good to me too. And adios, my love. So how's your week been? I've had a good week, actually. I went to the dentist earlier on in the week, and good news, I got another clean bill of health and don't have to go back for another 6 months, which I know is sort of like pretty standard, or should be pretty standard. But when you get to 66 years of age, I never thought I'd still have my teeth at 66, so I'm really rather pleased with it all. But the dentist was very, very happy. And I have a good dentist as well, so Garrett, if you're listening, and he lives somewhere in New York State, I believe. He may just be listening. Thank you, because he does a good job and keeps everything in good chopping order. Apart from that, it's been the usual week. Spent Sunday worrying about Sister Monica Joan, but once again, she managed to survive Call the Midwife, so I'm pleased about that. And we've been watching a new program as well. It's probably not new to you, but it's called London Kills. I think it goes back, I think it first started in like either 2012 or 2014, one of the two. But I've been enjoying that, and it stars four people, most of whom I do not know, actually. But it's been one of those programs that's been quite exciting, so I've watched one after another over several nights, and I think I'm now at the end of series two. So it's been very, very good. Of course, I'm still looking forward to next month and series three of Happy Valley, and I'm trying to get my sister-in-law to pay for Acorn TV so that she can watch series one and two and then watch series three with us, because I just know it's going to be so good. So that's really been my week, really. All quiet, as usual, which, as regular listeners will know, I really don't mind. I only meant to waffle on for about a minute to bring us to half an hour in the program, and now I'm running late. Don't you love it? Time for Beagle's Big Three, and this week, well, the King is still in London, the man with his mandolin, and Bessie couldn't help it. They all come from Billy Cotton.
At the palace gates, though he's not dressed in red. His eyes are looking everywhere, but he never turns his head. The royal standard waves above for everyone to see. The king is with his people, 'cause that's where he wants to be. The king is still in London, in London, in London, and he would be in London town if London Bridge was falling down. He's got a house in London, in London, in London, and there within the palace yard the soldiers of the king stand guard. Strike up the music, roll up the drums, let all the trumpets play. Tell all the world we're facing the music, here we all are and here we all stay. The king is still in London, in London, in London. Like Mr. Jones and Mr. Brown, the king is still in London town.
Happy song he's humming. Ship comes in, lovable old fellow playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon, raggedy old minstrel wearing a big grin. You'll love the man with the mandolin. All the kids holler, all the kids holler to the windows above. Mama throw a penny and the man will play a little tune we love. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. Open your heart, let the music in. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. There goes the man with the mandolin.
Beelium bum bum, beelium bum.
man with the mandolin.
Betty couldn't have it. Betty couldn't have it.
Thanks to Ron on the Isle of Wight, who suggested Billy Cotton and his band this week, and suggested the three songs that we heard as well. The King is Still in London, The Man with the Mandolin, and Bessie Couldn't Help It. Ron, thank you so much, and I hope everything is fine and dandy for you over there on the island this morning. Tell me a story, and this week it's not really a story at all. It's actually a clip from What's My Line. In fact, there might be two clips from What's My Line, depending on how quickly we get through the first one. It's from the American version of the program. It goes back to 1959, and the bit that we're going to hear is the panel try to guess the mystery guest. I won't tell you who the guest is. It is a very, very famous person, and it is the regular panel except for one, and the good news for us is that regular panelist that was missing was replaced by David Niven. Always nice to hear from him. And I have to tell you that I have cut quite a bit of this out because there is a lot of silence between some of the questions being asked and getting answered because the mystery guest in question kept conferring with John Daly to figure out the answers, and there was a lot of mouthing and stuff going on, which works very well for television but doesn't work nearly as well for radio. So that's why I might be able to get in the second one. We'll see how it goes. So settle back and relax and see if you can work out who the mystery guest actually is.
All right, panel, you know in the case of our mystery challenger, we go to a different form of questioning. You ask one question at a time in turn, moving clockwise, and we begin with Dorothy Kilgallen.
Do you sing professionally?
One down and nine to go, Mr. Cerf.
Are you a professional entertainer of one sort or another?
But of course.
Miss Francis?
Have you been in pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Niven?
Are you in a picture now running on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
No. Miss Kilgallen? Yes, that's a yes, David.
Ms. Have you ever been a panelist on What's My Line?
That's two down and eight to go, Mr. Cerf.
Is the picture that you're in a drama? I mean, the new one.
Three down and seven to go, Miss Francis.
That was a no answer?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Should we rule out that you are a serious actor then? You are more of a comedian?
Taking the first phrasing of the question, should we rule out you're a serious actor then, the answer is no. Four down and six to go, Mr. Niven.
He is a serious actor.
Would you describe yourself as a Hollywood actor rather than a Broadway actor? Yes, for Hollywood.
And three cheers for Broadway.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Would you say that you were... Was that a no, John?
Has John, everybody gone?
Was that...
I'm sorry,
last answer to David a no?
We haven't given it yet, but you guessed it. That's five down and five to go, Mr. Cerf.
I haven't asked anything, John.
No, that was David's no.
Oh, no.
What was the answer? Is he a Hollywood actor?
No, he's not a Hollywood actor, primarily. Would you say you are primarily a legitimate stage actor?
Well, taking the previous question as a reference point, the answer would be...
Mm-hmm. Well, he could be British Screen, you know.
Mr. Yes. Cerf?
Although you didn't sing in this particular picture, have you ever done any singing professionally before that?
No, Bennett. Six down and four to go, Miss Francis.
Are you well known as a theater performer on the New York stage?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Niven?
This picture that is now appearing on Broadway, has it been here less than 3 weeks?
Mm-mm.
Seven down and three to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Oh, David. Oh, do you travel on a United States passport?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cerf.
Is the picture in which you're appearing one that is only shown, is called hard seats and only shown twice a day, reserved seats?
Mm-mm. Eight down and two to go, Miss Francis.
Have you appeared in the theater in New York in the last year? 58, that would be.
Mm-mm. Nine down and one to go, Mr. Niven.
The part you play in this picture that has not been on Broadway, that has been on Broadway longer than 3 weeks, did you play the same part on the stage?
Mm-mm.
Ten down and no more to go. And take your masks off and meet Mr. Paul...
New Newman. Newman.
Right. The wonderful thing about it, the thing we trapped you with, is that Paul has the two pictures on Broadway.
Of course.
Yes.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and Rally Round the Flag. And happily, you got to the second one, the latest picture, so we could deny the drama concept and we could deny a lot of things on that basis.
Dirty trick.
It was a dirty trick. It came off rather well, don't you think?
Yes, you're rehearsing in the new Tennessee Williams play, are you not, Mr. Newman?
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Very good luck with it.
Terribly
I'm sure
exciting.
It will be, and you will be.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes.
So this is where we actually, his in his terms of service, it's been more Broadway than Hollywood, although here he is on Broadway in two major pictures now.
Very tricky answers.
But the very tricky answers are that we're, that's what they were good.
Well, I sort of consider myself a New York resident, and that's why I...
Well, I remember you in the Desperate Hours, Mr. Newman.
Yes.
Well, now, on Sweet Bird of Success, the new Tennessee Williams play.
Sweet Bird of Youth.
Sweet Bird of Youth?
Yes.
Are you producing this? Directing it?
No, I'm acting in it.
Acting, but you're not directing or producing?
No, Mr. Kazan is directing.
But have you done any production or direction work?
No, not at all.
Never have any. Got any idea you'd like to?
Well, I'd like to direct a short film this summer if I get a chance, but that's sort of... in the works. Just in the works.
What is your very talented wife, Miss Joanne Woodward, doing?
She's having a baby.
Well,
which I think is
that's
probably
the best production of all.
That's the most creative work you can do, really.
Yes.
Well, Paul, you have come to very great success in these last few months or a couple of years. Where'd you start? You started on...
I started on Broadway in Picnic.
Did you ever do much radio television?
A lot of live television.
You think that helps a lot to Broadway and Hollywood?
Oh, yes. I just wish they'd bring live television back. I mean, real dramatic shows.
Amen. Amen. We all agree to that, I'm not sure. We all agree to that, for sure. Well, it's been a lot of fun having you. It's been weeks and weeks and months since we puzzled the panel complete with a guest. Thank you for having two pictures on Broadway.
I don't know whether that speaks well for my notoriety or my anonymity.
It speaks well for your notoriety. When you have two pictures going on Broadway and are starting getting ready to open on in the theater on Broadway, you don't have to worry about your reputation. The public knows all about you. Lots more success, and good to have you with us.
Thank you, John.
Very interesting indeed. That was from 1959, and I think we do have time for another one. I've not heard this one, but I do know who the mystery guest is. Very distinctive voice, I seem to recall. So let me play that and see if you can guess who this mystery guest is.
Would your principal activities be likely to be chronicled in Variety and the entertainment pages of the newspapers?
Yeah.
Miss Kilgallen?
Are you a performer?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Are you a handsome type leading man actor?
No.
No, I'm afraid that I will have to answer that question for our guest. That would be a big fat yes to that. Miss Fancy?
That's a big fat yes?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a big, fat leading man. Would you perform mostly in the picture industry?
Yes.
Mr. Sir?
Did I detect any hint of an English accent in your answer?
Yeah.
Southern English.
Ms. Kilgallen?
Are you more pictures than stage? Definitely.
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Do you have a red-hot movie on Broadway now?
Do you have a red-hot movie on Broadway now?
Strictly now.
Mm.
No.
No. That's one down and nine to go, Miss Francis.
It was decided that you are English. Is that what Bennett said?
Well, it was decided that there was a trace of English accent in our guest's present mode of speech, yes.
Oh, well. Are you taking me down the primrose path, John?
I'd love to. I'd just love to.
Well, then, I think I'll just have to come out with it and ask if it is an English motion picture actor.
Yes.
Mr. Sir?
Do you happen to have a little daughter who was named after the relative of somebody we love very dearly on this program?
Yes.
James Mason.
James Mason is right, Bennett. And I would like, by way of explanation, Roger, so that you will not think ill of us, actually, the Red Hot Motion Picture doesn't come into New York, I think, until midweek, Thursday.
Thursday, the 2nd of August,
no.
Yes.
Bigger than life.
Then it'll be very red hot. Yes. Oh, boy.
Well, actually, you produced this, too, didn't you?
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
And acted?
Yes, both.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Good.
In fact,
all people who are interested in taking pills, for good or bad.
Oh,
health.
Yes.
Why didn't you bring Portland with you?
Well, Portland, unfortunately, she's already worked this evening.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were with an old colleague.
Too far.
Yeah. How old is Portland now?
7 and a half.
It should be added that Portland is, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Mason's daughter and is named after Portland Hoffer, Fred Allen's wife. And we'd hope to have Portland here with and also have Mrs. Mason with you, but
I
you said
drive them too hard.
Everybody, you work them all the time, do you?
All the time, yes.
Well, I can't get my wife to do a lick. Tell me what the score is on this. Well, I'd love to do something like that.
Aren't you
have
going
an
back to the...
boy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. Aren't you going to come back to the theater?
I don't think so. Not for a while, no.
Well,
I'd like to, but there are a lot of things keeping me busy, which I quite enjoy.
Well, it's nice to be busy, but we miss you in the theater.
Oh, thank you.
But we are very happy to have had you here with us tonight. Thank you very much, sir, for being our guest. And would you say good night to the audience?
Carpenters did quite a nice version of that many years after Tony Arden's version, but Tony Arden did that rather nicely, if you don't mind me saying so. Frank Sinatra right now, he's going to do pretty well as well with The Moon Was Yellow and the Night Was Young.
Was young, a smile brought us together, and I was wondering whether we'd meet again someday. The moon was yellow, and a song was sung. That vocal inspiration gave me the inclination to give my heart away. Here we are. Is our romance to continue? will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love is mellow, and my hopes are strung around that Cupid fellow. Behold, the moon is yellow, and the night is young. Is our romance to continue? Will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love is mellow, and my hopes are strung around that Cupid fellow. Behold, the moon is yellow, and the night is young.
Sinatra and the moon was yellow and the night was young. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, and it is Beagley at Night, and we are on the FM band in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth. We're on many DAB multiplex doobery whatsits around the country, and of course the internet goes around the world, and you can go to angelradio.co.uk to get the information on which is the best way to listen if you happen to be going off on vacation for the next couple of weeks and not familiar with listening on the internet. Time now, a little bit early, we're about a minute early, but by the time I finish talking, it'll be just about on time for a little bit of Posh. And this is where we do something that's not entirely musically in keeping with the program in general, or it could also be a piece of prose, or it could be something from the theatre. It could really be absolutely anything, but this week it is a piece of classical music, and I hope that you like it. It's a very well-known one, but sometimes it is just good to settle down and relax with stuff that you really know, instead of trying to be educated the whole time. Now, that's my opinion, and I'm going to stick to it. So a little bit of Mozart and a little bit of clarinet. Yeah, you know the one. Well, that was Ernst Ottensauer playing the clarinet there. Johannes Wildner was conducting the Vienna Mozart Academy, and that was the adagio for the clarinet concerto from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. A little bit of posh for this week. We'll have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week. Coming after this, it'll be Doris Day. Many radio stations where you would get a contrast between Ernst Ottensauer playing the clarinet concerto from Mozart and the Vienna Mozart Academy, followed by a medley and Reginald Dixon on the organ. This is why we love Angel Radio. And that was a medley. It was George's Got a Moon, Any Broken Hearts to Mend, and I think Ride, 10-Foot Ride was in there as well. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Bailey. Time now for Day at Night. This is Quite Simply, where we play a couple of Doris Day songs back to back, and we play them at night, hence Day at Night.
Never thought that you would be standing here so close to me. There's so much I feel that I should say, but words can wait until some other day. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again.
It's been a long, long time.
Like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
It's been a long, 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 long time.
You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once,
kiss me once,
and kiss me twice,
kiss me twice,
and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been strangest and the oddest things appear. And what insane and silly things we do. Here is one I see before me vividly and clear. As I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. There you were, in love with me. I felt your lips close to mine, so I kissed you, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dreams come true. Cause I don't wanna walk without you, baby. Walk without my arms about you, baby. Day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dreams come true.
I don't think I've played those songs on the program before, Doris Day. It's been a long, long time. Our day will come. And then I had the craziest dream. I don't want to walk without you. And we'll have some more songs from Doris Day and around about the same time next week. And the whole day at night concept was thought up by Bradders over there in Chicago. So thank you very much for that, Brad. It's one of my favorite parts of the program. I always like Doris Day. And I keep pretty good notes on this program, and I'm pretty sure I haven't played those before by Doris Day. I know I played the songs by other people, but not by Doris Day. And the two albums were Sentimental Journey and Latin for Lovers. All right, what should we do now?
See you today, all's well with my world, and the people that I meet as I hurry down the street seem to know I'm on my way, coming to you. This is a beautiful day, I'm treading on air, and my feet have taken to
Couldn't really be a better day. It's meant for you and me. This day we've been awaiting patiently. It is enchantment to me. I'm going to see you. People that I meet as I hurry down the street seem to know I'm on my way coming to you. This is a beautiful day. I'm treading on air and my feet have taken two wings. My heart with happiness sings. I'll see you.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Ta-da, Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. And before that, the great Joyce Grenfell, and I'm going to see you today. And I haven't yet put Beyond the Sea into my list of the programme. There we go. As I say, records, we keep very good records of what we play on the programme here, unless, of course, I forget, in which case we don't. All right, we're down to about the last half hour of the programme. Not quite, but I think it is probably time for Ruby Murray. Does that sound good? Yeah, it does to me too.
We want Muffin the mule, dear old Muffin, playing the fool. We want Muffin, everybody sing. We want Muffin the mule. Now everybody sing it with me and we may see Muffin. Are you ready? Go.
We want Muffin, Muffin the mule.
We want
Now, call me crazy in my old age, but I'm almost positive it was not Ruby Murray. You can't get one over me. It may be early in the morning, or even for me late in the evening, but that was not Ruby Murray. I know that for a fact. Obviously, my little tapes have got mixed up here. That sounded like Annette Mills and Muffin the Mule, which is interesting because the next CD that I put in says that it's Annette Mills and Muffin the Mule. So I'm sort of guessing that this is probably Ruby Murray. What do you think?
Lovers learn through the years. There are two kinds of tears. For both joy and sorrow make a sweetheart cry. And the heart full of fears fills with two kinds of tears, with the joy of love or sorrow of goodbye. I cried the night that we parted, and then came the tears when I held you close again. Disappears, and a heart can cry with two kinds of tears. I cried the night that we parted. And a heart can cry with two kinds of tears.
That's the title, Two Kinds of Tears from Ruby Murray. I probably should just explain a little bit about the technical side of the program. Usually we don't really bother because it's all very boring, but sometimes I can't bring in all the records that I want to bring in, so I put them on what are called rewritable CDs, which is just like an ordinary CD, but you can keep taping over it, which is great because it means that I don't have to carry heavy records around when I can carry one CD. But what you have to do then is make sure you label the CD correctly, otherwise it all ends up going to pot and not impressing everybody, which is exactly what happened with Annette Mills and Ruby Murray. So I apologize about that. But mistakes happen. We wouldn't be human otherwise, would we? I'm dreading to even tell you what's coming up next. I could just do the rest of the program by pretending I know what's coming up and saying, yep, that was it, I knew. In fact, I think I'm going to do that.
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in mine. I feel like I could fly.
Now, Bert, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your heart so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Hill. It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Mary makes your heart so light.
When the day is gray and ordinary,
Mary makes the sunshine bright.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her.
The daffodils are smiling at the dove.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
It's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert. Underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
It's true that Mavis and Sybil have ways that are winning, and Prudence and Gwendolyn set you out spinning. Phoebe's delightful, Maud is disarming.
Janice?
Felicia?
Lydia?
Charming. Cynthia's dashing, Vivian sweet, Stephanie smashing Priscilla a treat.
Veronica?
Millicent?
Agnes?
And Jane?
Convivial company, diamond again. Dorcas and Phyllis and Glynis are sorts. I'll agree with three jolly good sports, but cream of the crop, dip of the top, it's Mary Poppins, and there we stop.
You think after all of these years that perhaps you could forgive Dick Van Dyke for that accent, and then you hear it and you realise you really can't, can you? Was Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews and Jolly Holiday from Mary Poppins, going back to, what, about 1964, if memory serves me correctly. And he's doing pretty well. He was in a car crash not so long ago. I say a car crash, I think he drove a car into a wall or something like that. And I read just recently in a paper that he's actually going to be appearing in an American soap opera, which I believe he's about 97. It's not bad for a 97-year-old, and he's looking really good as well, which is great. So Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews, well done to them. Now, I think it's time for a little bit of my two favourite thespians, and I know you love them as well, and we thank DAB Day for supplying them. Here are Fiona and Charles.
Many people say that television has killed the live theatre, and it is true that many old established actors have had to change their style to survive.
Fiona.
Charles.
You came to the theatre, then?
Yes. I couldn't miss your opening night. Back here in the theatre, where you scored all your triumphs.
Do you think the audience will remember me?
Oh, darling. Of course they will. You see, you'll get a warm hand when you enter.
It's been so long, Fiona.
Charles, darling, what a lot of telegrams.
Yes. Everybody's been too kind.
1 minute, Mr. Ackerback.
Thank you. Noel sent me roses. Rose sent me Noel's. Neither pair fit. How will I go with the audience? Can I still get across to them?
Oh, you know you can get across to them, Charles.
Can I still touch them?
Oh, I know you can touch them.
Yes, but can I still move them?
I feel you can get across to them. I'm sure you can touch them. And I know that if you really try, you can move them.
You're on, Mr. Ackerback.
Coming. Oh, damn. Can't remember my lines.
You will. As soon as you walk onto that stage in front of that audience, it'll all come back to you. Go now, Charles. Be wonderful.
Thank you, Fiona. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Right, here we go. Legs 11, clickety-click, all the nines. 99.
Love is where you find it, providing, of course, you know where to look. And what can start as a casual friendship can blossom into a great romance, given the right location. For instance, on a boat.
Oh, Charles, you startled me creeping up on me like that.
Did I, Fiona?
Yes, you gave me a turn.
Did I? Oh, it must be my turn next. I was just taking a little stroll. It's terribly romantic, isn't it? The moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there. Vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona. The sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. See them reflected in the water. There, the plough. There, Orion's belt. And just below it, Orion's trousers. There, what seems to be the bear. And there, what looks like a dead moggy.
There it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there, just for us. With the exception of the dead Moggy, of course.
Of course. Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding, hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want. And
don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in. Oh, I love you, Charles. Breathlessly, hopelessly, tenderly, despairingly, longingly, meltingly. It's a wordless love, Charles.
We are both lost, Fiona. Lost in each other's arms, fumbling in the dark. Fumbling for the right words. Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
All right, come in, number 13. Your time's up. The park's in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona. You paddle, I'll steer.
We in England have a great tradition in filmmaking, particularly during the war, when we made those never-to-be-forgotten epics of Keep It Up, Stick It Out, Take It on the Chin. I knew you'd all volunteer. Good heavens, an orange. Jack, darling, what's happening to us? School of Film. Here's an excerpt from one such naval drama starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Fiona.
Charles, you're back.
Yes. Would you mind scratching it?
Oh, there, darling. Better.
Yes, darling. Oh, how I've missed that. Seems years since I was home on leave last.
Did you think of me out there?
Yes, constantly, incessantly, never-endingly I thought of you back here. And did you think of me out there, back here?
Yes. All I could think of back here was you out there thinking of me back here. Thinking of you out there, back here. Needing you, wanting you, wanting to need you, needing to want you.
I want to feel you need me. I want to feel you're there behind me leading the way. And how are the children? All I know of them is what you've written to me. Emily, how's she? And Peter, Roger, Sydney, Jonquil, Rupert, Abdullah, and... You know, I've wondered a lot about young Abdullah while I've been here. And Buster. How's young Buster? Is he in long trousers yet? Is he going out with girls? Does he look like me?
Buster's the dog, darling.
Forgive me, Fiona. I'm not... I can't...
Charles! You're limping.
Yes. I didn't want you to find out this way, but... You'd have to know sooner or later. I've got... an ingrowing toenail. The MO says I'll never be a normal man again.
Oh, Charles! Hold me.
I can't, Fiona. Curse this gammy too. I must go now.
When will you be back?
I don't know. I have a funny sort of premonition. I won't be coming back.
You mean?
Yes. But if I don't get back, don't grieve. Just think, at last he's found a little rest. A little peace.
A little peace, Charles.
Yes. She's a barmaid at Chatham.
Well, hello, me dearios. Well, tonight I shall have great pleasure, but first of all... I'd like to sing you a few songs. So loosen your grussets, traddle your thrums, let your bossocks down... And away we go. Now, first, here's something I picked up down under, and tis an Australian outlaw's song, and tells of a squatter in the outback, camping by a billabong. And the billabong reports him to the police. and up come the troopers, and they catch him having a jumbuck in his... in his tucker bag. Well, that's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. So anyway, as they bind his polyps and carry him off, he sings this haunting lament. Once long ago, in the shade of a gooly bush, toasting his splod by the faggot's gleam, rested a gander man, a nobbling at his woggling iron, and stuffing a sheep in the old mill stream. Then up come the troopers and hung him by the billabong. They twisted his woggle irons, one, two, and three. Now his ghost sits and moans as it grunges in his gander can. Old come a woggling his jumbuck with me.
Once a jolly swagman, capped by a billabong, under the shade of a coolabah tree, he sang and he watched and waited till his billy boy, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang and he watched and waited till his billy boy, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. He laughed as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. He laughed as he stowed the jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, up rode the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Up rode the troopers, one, two, three. Where's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Where's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, up jumped the swagman and jumped into the billabong. You'll never take me alive, said he. His ghost may be heard as you pass by the billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. His ghost may be heard as you pass by the billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
The Seekers and their version of Waltzing Matilda, and before that we had Kenny Williams and Song of the Australian Outlaw, and three, Charles and Fiona's, all from Series 3. We had Opening Night, On a Boat, and Toenail, and as I said at the start of all of that, my thanks to DAB Dave for all the work that he did in getting those Charles and Fiona's. I love them to death. I can't tell you how many times I play them each day just listening to them. They make me laugh so much. Betty Marston and Hugh Paddock, of course. Where are we? Oh my goodness, we've only got about 8 minutes left.
Thank you.
a star shining from afar remains forever the same. My devotion is not just a sudden emotion. It will be constantly burning, and your love will kindle a flame. What a sweet beginning to the dream I planned. All I own is yours alone. Your wish is my command, and this sensation was never a mere fascination. Here in my heart, one sweet day it started, then with time it grew.
Well, that was Charlie Spivak and his orchestra, along with Gary Stevens and My Devotion. And you know what? I think that's just about it. Time for my last one. But before I do that, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me. And if you've managed to stay with me for the whole of the 2 hours, well done you. And if, like many of you, and you always tell me every time you bump into me, that you fall asleep and you wake up and fall asleep and wake up and I'm still there, which always makes me laugh. Thank you as well. Thank you very much for listening, not only to this program, but also to Angel Radio in general, because it really is one of the great radio stations. I will be back, all being well, around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. And, of course, maybe hear other times on Angel Radio as well. You never know, so do please check out the schedule at angelradio.co.uk. My thanks, as always, to DAB Dave and to Brad in Chicago for their help with the show, and also my thanks to Tony Smith for allowing me to do this. I really do think it is a privilege. Until we meet again, keep well. From me, RB, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Of a shrine, only four walls, but throughout the land, they mean something divine. Saint Mary's in the twilight, where once a choir was singing, no organ plays at twilight. No angelus is ringing. A million tears are falling beside a broken altar. A million hearts recalling the words they whispered there. Ours was a memory rare that never shall grow dim. Ours was a tender prayer, a lovely wedding hymn. So leave it in the twilight, a picture sad and
silent. Saint Mary's in the twilight, a shrine of love all the way. Never shall grow dim. Ours was a tender prayer, a lovely wedding hymn. So leave it in the twilight, a picture sad and fine.